thing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's done it right.
Well, are you staying in all day today?
Yeah, I will be.
Because I've got to go down to Hawley. I've got to go to the bank.
Alright.
You'll be alright there on your own?
Yeah.
You'll have Emmett to look after you, won't you?
Yep.
No, I'm not going.
Yeah, I've got a lot of English prep to do.
Have you?
A lot of grammar work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, well, I'm going to, I've got a lot of work to do before I can go.
Yeah, I know.
I shan't be going until about lunchtime. Mm-hmm. You'll be okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to you, to your prep then. How's the old prep going, is it?
I finished it.
Oh, you finished it? Oh, good. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you get on well with what you're doing for your scenery. All right.
Okay.
See you later.
Oh, dear.
I thought I'd put all the radish on the budget 1 week.
You've made a mistake here, John.
What's that?
You cooked the carrot.
Not too much, I hope. A little soft.
We haven't had roast beef for ages.
No.
I find it's very difficult in these ovens to, you know, a normal oven you could sort of put things to the bottom or the heat.
Well,
right.
you can't with my vent thing.
Don't you still have heat coming from the bottom and the top and the bottom, don't you?
And you've got the top, the grill as well, so.
Yeah.
If you get it too close to the hot, the top, it's absolutely...
No, you take that out. I take my grill out.
You do?
Yeah, if I'm not using the grill, I take it out.
You'll forget about trying to get our grill out, because I don't think it would move anymore.
Does somebody pass me the new potatoes, please? Yep. Socket for your...
Yeah, I'll move this one.
Thank you. only problem is it's only worth buying if you're buying a reasonable sized piece.
Mm.
You can't really buy a small piece.
Is this the same as a wing rib? Or is that something different?
Well, I call it four rib. Mm-hmm. We've got a little rib, something mm-hmm. like that. It's not a big rib.
Do you have it sort of boned?
No. This was two ribs.
Just a lump of meat cut out.
Let's put four ribs, a smaller. The other rib would be for me to get a piece that's worth cooking. Three ribs, and the ribs are sort of usually it's about that sort of size. So mm. you're talking about a piece of meat that's
mm-hmm.
about 17-18 pounds.
Who did the gravy?
Mm.
So much pepper in the gravy.
Daddy.
Lovely.
Too much.
What's happened to you there, Mike?
To the chef, didn't it? Or chef is? Chef. You still like me, I see Alexander.
Disasters and all, it's come out reasonably well at the end of the day.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sir.
And did it have a disaster?
Yes, sir.
Lovely.
Yes, sir.
Well, you created, I think, rather nice out of your disaster then.
The poor fair packet didn't have much left in it. Great,
it's a disaster.
Well, I never put salt and pepper in my gravy, so.
If you use corn flour.
I use corn flour in 2 oxos.
Yeah.
No, that's what I normally use.
Yeah.
If I'm then doing beef. If I'm doing beef gravy, I put a beef stock cube and either 1 or 2 oxos, dependent on and corn flour. And then add all the juices from the meat. But I don't add anything
to do
else.
With the gravy we're having today.
No.
Because it was totally different.
I don't put salt and pepper in my gravy, I never have done.
No. I like that.
But I always add all the juices from the meat. Mm-hmm. Add the meat in and
how do you do this gravy then, Dad?
With difficulty. No, we put some bovril, we put some octos, and we put some garlic and pepper and some corn flour, and then your mother had to lob in something else. We've run out of corn flour and it was all not thick enough.
Lob it in.
Mm.
Well,
you
know,
aim to lob
the English language in front of the microphone is explicit.
What are you talking about?
Luckily I don't talk.
No, but a microphone over there, see there, and it's turned on.
Oh, no.
Nobody will know.
Down.
So you made up the rest.
So I made up the rest, and everyone liked it.
Yeah, think you actually need a bigger kitchen than we've got for Chinese.
Yeah, because you need to set everything out. And like I did when I did it, I just shoved a little bit of this in, put it back. While I was putting it back, I saw another thing, put a bit of that in. Put a bit of everything in, apart from the vegetables, which I knew what to put in.
I don't think you'd like me doing that, Alec.
Yeah.
You complain as this about the number of dishes I use. Just imagine if I did Chinese.
I don't use that many dishes when I do Chinese. I don't measure anything else. I just put little drops on
the
table.
We have the same argument in this household.
You have what?
The same argument in this household.
Well, I can use one bowl. I don't.
You can use five bowls if one will do.
When it's like pancake mix, or omelets, I tend to use two bowls, and even though I only really need to use one.
Well, that's silly. Why did you do that?
Yeah,
we've got
a whole
tin.
Oh, yeah.
Just
more
like white
one.
Tin or
time you have to go back to school, I think, aren't you?
Seven.
There's six to heavy on the list.
Eight. Where are you going?
Do you mind sitting down until you've finished, old chap?
You're going to have to wash a
saucepan.
Oh, dear.
You
won't like that, Alexander.
Well, it was very difficult. You've got one done carrots in. Just have a quick sloth. Well, I hardly even need to slosh around, do you? Carrots are yellow, custard's yellow.
A bit of carrot flavour in it.
Yeah.
Have you come in to see them?
They go at
the
school.
He doesn't know where it is.
They don't go at with the seeding schools.
No. Yeah. So it should be 2 points.
No, just
one. Yes. Hmm? Was this your sorry thing on
Saturday? Yeah. Main schools have their sports day, though. They had it after a speech day.
Do they have a speech day?
Yes. They have speech day on the Saturday morning. So the ball is on.
How is the ball?
Right, fine.
I forgot about that. Did you have good night?
Boring, wasn't it?
Was it boring?
What was boring?
Well, it was just, I mean, you know, they're serving 500 people all in one go. And it's
I still can't believe
it wasn't a boring night.
They get £15,000 and they don't make anything for me. Absolutely
intelligent. I've no idea at all. But I'm sure if they were the organiser, involved in some of the organising.
I didn't find it boring.
Why
did you
have
it?
That might do much good to Alexander, because I always finish throwing it away at them.
I spent the night at Robert's house, my friend and Richard Borders, and we smoked about until 4 in the morning.
Say that again.
They just mucked about until 4 in the morning, by which time we were all fast asleep in our little bed.
No, you weren't. You came home at 4 in the morning.
Did not! I was home here, in bed, and asleep at 3:30.
Yes.
Okay,
and I can vouch for that.
We didn't get to sleep until that,
did we? That was the night I couldn't
sleep,
wasn't it?
We got to sleep just like, what, about an hour after you went. After you got to...
I know what time you went to sleep, because Rob's dad came in, or his mum, hammered on the door and said, cut it out, lads, go to sleep.
I didn't hear that.
Well, you stayed there the night,
didn't you?
Yes,
he was
staying.
Oh, that must have been when I smacked my nose on my
apron.
What, he stayed here?
No,
he stayed at
Bob's. He lives about a quarter of a mile away from the school.
Not bad.
He asked his dad if he could board on one
occasion.
Good guy, isn't he, Alex?
Yeah.
That was delicious.
Very nice.
He's a what is he? Second row prop, Alexander?
No, he's not. He's a hooker.
Oh, he's a hooker. Oh, he's a
hooker. Hooker.
Hooker.
Hooker.
Hooker. Yeah. Look at that. The rugby.
Oh, rugby. Oh, rugby.
Alex thinks there's a whole lot more boys joining the school.
Joining the school?
Yeah.
I wonder where there was. What, you think they're being after their own going now?
From the top to the bottom. Goes along for 12 months.
Oh,
and
right.
There you go down, I think, from the top to the bottom.
I was waiting for something to pass the cream tower out of the tree.
I can't, is that why you want it?
Oh no, I'm not sure.
Yes, it's 12 months.
Yes, 12 months, yes. That's right, yeah. I can't really see it
from here. Only I know my luck, it won't come out.
Do you have to dip it in hot water or something?
I don't know, it's a cream caramel, is that what
it is? Is it caramel or proper caramel?
Is that supposed to ask
those
sort of questions,
Dad? No, certainly because we met something on holiday when we went to Switzerland. Some man who said, he made it all sort of proper.
I can't make it all proper.
Not the trouble, though.
Instead of tipping it over, which will probably not, I might put
that on top and bring the two over together.
Well,
there.
Now you've got a problem.
Oh, with a spoon. Not hard enough to break the dish underneath it.
Yes, I do think you need to. Why don't you just try dishing it up out of the thing?
Because I like being difficult.
Yeah,
we've had it for a few years too. you make lumpy custard, you can eat it.
Okay.
Vegetables, have you? I mean, they're already done for you. Just reheat those and you're off and away. I like to have a lot of vegetables left over. Then we have them fried the next day.
Of mince meat to start with.
Your mother said, who wants what? Alexander said, I'm afraid I got served first.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry, yes.
She was trying to get rid of this, that's why.
What do you want? Young people have got to stand up for their rights, Alexander.
It's my favourite.
You can get the cream.
No,
oh, yeah,
I don't know. According to the paper this morning,
wait till
young people have got to have a
elders and bitters and all that.
That's true. Young people have got to what? Have a say. We've got to listen.
Yeah, nobody listens to
me. Well, when haven't we?
Oh, since when does nobody listen to you?
They're schooler, though, anyway.
Well, since when did they ever?
Yeah.
I'll have pizza.
What do you mean?
Nobody wants custard. You even you're not having custard.
I know, but should I eat custard, Marie?
Why not?
She
makes
the meringue, Darwin. I'm not being trusted
with this.
What
do you
make
the custard
for? With this.
Daddy asked
for that. I asked, does anybody want custard?
No, I'll have some of that, please.
I have
some of that.
I'll have some of that too, please.
I'll have some of Nan's brick pudding after this.
Take that back to school.
Well, no, I'm just doing it to be awkward, dear. To eat the thing that you said that nobody wants.
I think they are, actually. They're just trying to prove to you.
What are you going to have then?
I'm going to have some cream, please.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
I'll take it to school.
What are you going to do?
Oh. You've got treacle bite. You don't have a lot of that, though, have you?
Some bread pudding as well.
Have a lump of what left?
Who wants the custard? John? Custard. You have the top. No.
Didn't you want custard, Brenda?
Yes, I'm having custard. Why would you give me that chance at the top?
Ah, the skin's gone. Shame.
No, that's what I did. John, nothing.
Now, I've come to the conclusion that we're deprived these days. Mm. We don't have any sweets much.
Well, you're always making sweets.
No. When people come, but otherwise, we're deprived.
Have a banana or a tin of fruit or something.
Chocolate banana.
Well,
a Danish apple bar that I did last night.
Where?
A Danish apple bar.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Who said this was burnt?
Very nice.
The pastry is a little crispy, but...
Very nice.
Mm, it is very nice.
I think the meringue's lovely.
Do you make
jelly? You said this, couldn't
I? I haven't had a jelly for ages, and I got one from Sainsbury's, a lemon jelly, and I actually did it in a plastic basin, and it has stained it so badly, and I think, God, what did I put in this down there? And it really wasn't that good, was it?
The basin was good.
Both. Mm. And I thought, I don't know, the things we eat, with that much colouring in it,
it's proper
one, there's about 10
of the rest of it.
No, John.
It's
not a proper jelly bowl, isn't it? No, it's not a proper jelly bowl.
It's not a jelly bowl,
not my jelly bowl.
Like the lunch bowl.
My regular lunch bowl. I remember I loved
the
oranges.
That's another thing you can't get now. very much is chocolate Lemon.
We've got some.
We're kind of saying.
Yes, we have.
Come to.
Not chocolate ones.
Yes, we have. We've got some chocolate ones.
Have we?
Yes. How do you make your slug then?
That's chocolate and you melt the chocolate and an orange jelly and egg and can't remember what else goes into it.
Can you give Mum the recipe or me the recipe?
Sure.
Thank you.
I need a mould then.
What?
You don't have to make it.
You don't have to put it in a mould.
Just in a bucket.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this mould? Boy.
Well, it wouldn't be a
chocolate
slug then, would it?
It would.
Maybe one on the
top of the
For whatever reason it is, I can't remember what a dasher in is. That